Gaelic Camogie manager Colin Murray. Colin, you'd be very disappointed over that pan down in the end.
Yeah, we're very disappointed, yeah. We started well, you know, went 5 points to one up, and you know, we were disappointed to be down at half time. We felt we did all the hurling in the first half, to be honest with you. But look, the penalty was a big turning point, and look, very disappointed the last 20 minutes. You know, look at Kilkenny just took the game to us, and we had no answers to them. So, listen, it's back to the drawing board. We're in a quarter final next 2 weeks' time, so you know, that's what to concentrate on now, and that's what to look forward to.
And just before we talk about the game, it's Dublin you'll be playing. They finished a draw with Tipperary, so Galway against Dublin. Your first thoughts?
First thoughts, yeah, it's in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in 2 weeks' time, so bringing ourselves in Dublin down to Páirc Uí Chaoimh. I don't know about that, but listen, it's look, you have defeats like this, and you could be out of the championship. You know, we're still in the championship, and it's look, it's a big test of our character now to see, you know, can we recover from that? And look, Dublin were in a semi-final last year. They're ranked Kilkenny very close, so they're going to be an awful tough test, and we'll be up against it. Well, look, it's back to the drawing board now and concentrate on that.
And Carl, it was always going to be important what you take out of this game, regardless of the result. We beat Kilkenny 2 years ago, they won the All-Ireland, and as you said, the first 15 minutes, we went 5 points to one up, but it was also notable for a lot of missed chances.
Yeah, listen, certainly we were on top in the first 10, 15 minutes, and probably didn't put them chances on the board. But, you know, listen, we're always going to learn an awful lot about ourselves down here today, and an awful lot, you know, about different players and the management as well, to be honest with you. So, listen, it's not the end of the world. We're still in the quarter final. You know, if we're going to win Northern Ireland now, we're going to have to beat Dublin, we're going to have to beat Cork, and we're going to have to beat Kilkenny. So it's a massive test. But look, we'll just go on now and look forward, and hopefully we'll be good enough to do that.
You did take a look at your panel. You made 3 changes from the team names in the programme as well. You brought on some subs too. So you've got a good look at these girls over the last 4 games. How close do you feel? I know it's probably an unfair question to ask. How close do you feel you are to getting your knockout championship team, or the team that would line out against Dublin?
Listen, look, we're trying to pick the team on form as much as we can, and you know, if people showing up and training over the next 2 weeks, they'll be getting on the team. That's the way we do it, and you know, there's no team set in stone, definitely not. There's a lot of competition for places, and look, this is a big chance now for other girls to step up that maybe haven't gotten the chance so far. So, you know, we look at that in 2 weeks' time when we're picking it.
Kilkenny led 9-7 at half time, but it started well again in the second half. Carrie Dolan and Ayla Shirelli, I think, got scores. There was a few frees, but then, as you said, the penalty was probably the crucial one.
Yeah, the penalty was probably the big turning point, right? I felt it came at a time when we were on top. And but listen, look, you know, they took their scores today, we probably didn't, and that made an awful difference. But you'd have to be disappointed in the last 15 minutes. You know, we just seemed to die over it, and we just seemed to have no answer, and, you know, gave up in many ways. And that's something, you know, that we just certainly have to look at. But listen, we're disappointed, but again, we just look forward to 2 weeks' time.
And I think you've even touched on it for the last question, called the last 15 minutes, the challenge seemed to fade, and something you'll definitely be working on over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's something we have to look on and look at. And, you know, that's the worrying thing about today. But listen, look, we're better than what we showed today, I think. And it's just a matter of proving that now over the next few weeks.
Well, Carl, we wish you the best of luck in the quarterfinal. Hard luck today. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, sir.